Voters this fall will decide whether the state constitution should be amended. WUNC is highlighting and explaining each of six amendments appearing on the ballot. Reporter Rusty Jacobs continues our series with a look at the fifth ballot question, an amendment to give the legislature the power to fill judicial vacancies.
The state constitution gives the governor the power to fill judicial vacancies. Typically, the governor selects from a slate of candidates elected by the local bar association, but is not obligated to choose from that group. The appointee holds the seat until the next election for General Assembly that is more than 60 days after the vacancy is filled. State Representative David Lewis says the amendment would create a better system.
A system that considers merit, that again has input from all three branches of government. And again, this is only to fill judicial vacancies.
Lewis is a member of the General Assembly's Republican leadership. The amendment would create a purportedly nonpartisan judicial merit commission consisting of 9 members. The governor, General Assembly, and Chief Justice each would select 3 members. The commission would present a list of qualified nominees to the General Assembly. The governor then would get to choose from nominees recommended by the General Assembly, including at least 2 from the list advanced by the Merit Commission. David Lewis says the process is less political.
Well, that, of course, is baloney. The General Assembly is always partisan, regardless of which party has the majority, whether it's Democrats or Republican. They're going to do what they want to do.
Republican Jim Martin served 2 terms as governor from 1985 to 1993. He and the 4 other living ex-North Carolina governors crossed party lines to speak out against this amendment. Martin, Republican Pat McCrory, and Democrats Jim Hunt, Mike Easley, and Bev Perdue all say it's an attack on the separation of powers.
The principle is that you don't put all of your power in the courts or in the legislature or in the executive branch.
Martin says he and his fellow ex-governors all have fought with legislators from their own parties and the opposition. Martin says the amendment's aim is clear. It's just a power grab. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.